Hello, family and friends. I'm honored today to have with me Pastor Jack Pollock, pastor of the Master's Chapel, a non-denominational church that's just west of the Boonville area. And Pastor Jack, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
We're looking forward to having your testimony and sharing the Word of God. Well, Father, we come today hungry. Father, thank you for speaking through Pastor Jack. Father, we're so thankful that Jesus came and he died for us. And the third day he rose again, he's seated at your right hand, Father. And he's our Lord and Savior. We're so thankful. Father, we come ready to receive from Pastor Jack. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Pastor Jack, I know we're going to start out today with beginning your testimony here. It may take a couple to get through your testimony. I'm just going to kick it over to you to share how you came to the Lord.
All right. As a young child, like most people, my neighbor actually got us started in church. They'd come and pick us up and take us to vacation Bible school, and then we gradually got into more church. And basically, from a time I was a child, I grew up involved with the church. Okay. And over the years, many different times, you know, I thought I had gave my life to Christ and, you know, followed all of the traditional things that you would expect as you grow up in the church.
Yeah.
However, like most people, especially in today's terms, once I got into high school, you know, there was a lot of different things that pulled at me and drug me away from the church. Even though I still attended on Sunday, my heart really wasn't there.
Okay.
And then as I got older, there were a lot of things that, you know, I just kind of grew to hate the church, just to be quite honest about it.
Okay.
A lot of the churches that we were involved with, you know, all churches have problems from time to time, and mm-hmm. it seems like the one I grew up in may have had more problems than most, but I grew to hate the church over time. So we got married in the church, and we even had our kids. I've been married to my wife now for 37 years. We dedicated our children in church, and even mm-hmm. though I wasn't participating, we still went through that process.
Yeah.
It wasn't until 1999 that I had went to a Promise Keepers event, much at my chagrin at that time, because I went just to try to get other people to leave me alone and quit bugging me about it. So I thought, you know, I'll go away for a weekend. It won't be that big a deal. It was in Louisville, Kentucky, so it wasn't like I had to put this huge effort into going.
Yeah.
But I went to this Promise Keepers event, and the first sermon of the night, the minister made his altar call, and unbeknownst to me, God reached down and grabbed hold of me and spoke to me. And before I knew it, I was standing in front of that auditorium of the stage of 20,000 men. Wow. Accepting Jesus Christ in my life. And from that moment on, my life has been completely and utterly different than it was before. Like I said, I grew up in church. I played church for years and years and years, but it was at that Promise Keepers event that he truly got a hold of me.
Wow.
And everything changed. From that point on, like I say, my life has never been the same. The interesting part about that is the second sermon of that night was talking about hills and valleys.
Okay.
And the pastor told us that even though you have given your life over to Christ, don't think that it's going to be this rosy path that just everybody and their brother is going to want to be a part of, you know, that there's peaks and there's valleys and everything else.
Yep.
Unbeknownst to me, he was talking more about sheer cliffs, because it was within maybe 2 weeks of me getting saved that I went to work. They handed me my paycheck and said goodbye.
Oh, wow.
So everything that I knew, everything that I thought I was wrapped up in my job, like most men.
Yeah.
And here they came in with no notice and took that away. And that was very humbling and insulting to me. And I thought, God, if this is your idea of what being in your care is all about, you know, I'm not sure I really want to do this. Mm. But what I learned in that process was what he was teaching me was that he's got my back. Mm-hmm. He's there for me through thick and thin.
Yeah.
And sometimes he just has to humble you to a point that he can get your attention before he can start molding you into what he wants you.
Yeah.
So from that point on, we got involved in church and stuff like that. The other interesting part is, as soon as I lost my job, the church I was attending at that time started talking about going on a mission trip. And, you know, my thought was, you know, I don't know anything about mission trips. I don't know anybody that's ever been on a mission trip, but that's not for me. And what happened was I told them I couldn't go because I couldn't afford it. Well, guess what? Before I knew it, they had already raised the money for me to go. I told them that I couldn't go because I needed to apply for a job. Well, that took care of it. Well, I didn't have the clothes to go. I came up with every excuse that you could possibly think of for me not to go. And every time I came up with that excuse, they filled the need. Wow. And God was making sure that I knew that He was there for me. So before it was all over, I went on a mission trip that I didn't want any part of, and God broke my heart at that time. I mean, He really showed me what it meant to care about other people.
Yeah.
And He also showed me that as long as we trust in Him, we can accomplish way more than you can ever fathom is doable.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, I was hooked. I mean, I was totally hooked.
Yeah.
So I came back, my church asked me to become a deacon in the church, and I accepted that role with full knowledge of within me that there was more that I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. From the moment I was saved, I started having, not to sound like I'm crazy or anything, but I had these dreams of me preaching, and God was telling me where He had me headed. And it wasn't for several years later that I finally started actively pursuing becoming a minister. Again, the interesting part is I went to a pastor and started talking to him about what I was feeling, and he basically told me, if you could do anything else, do it, and forget about this idea of being a minister.
Wow.
Which shocked me completely out of my wits, and I had no idea how to respond to that.
Wow.
So again, that delayed me getting to a point where I accepted the calling of ministry.
Wow.
So as you could tell, this path I'm on, I was labeled with a phrase as an adult. I didn't go to college straight out of high school, but I went like 8 years later, and I was labeled as a non-traditional student.
Okay.
And I've been non-traditional in everything I've done since then.
Backing up a little bit, Jack, to that neighbor that invited you, that got that first seed planted back when you were young. Is he gone on to be with the Lord? Do you keep in touch? Are you able to talk to him?
Actually, they're some of my best friends right now.
Wow.
And we share a lot of life together. And there was a whole group of men, and that's part of what drew me and got me out of my hatred for the churches. You know, church to me in the past was always some drudgery, and I hated going. Mm-hmm. But when I started going to the church when I finally accepted the Lord, there was a group of men that got together and a young group of people all about our age. And what I found out is church is not a drudgery. It's it's what you make of it.
Exactly.
And once I found out that you could go to church and have a good time, that changed my whole perspective.
Yeah.
But it's not a matter of the church, it's a matter of the heart.
Yes.
Your heart is what determines how you react to a church and how you get along in a church and how you participate in a church. It's what you make it, not what the church body itself is.
Amen.
So I've learned a lot of lessons over the years that's helped me. And you know, another part of my growing and my learning to be a minister, we'll talk about that, you know, as we go along. Yeah. But the one thing I can tell you is becoming a Christian is a heart change.
Yeah.
And unless you experience that change, then you really haven't made that connection.
Amen. Amen. And I want to give a shout out to the Baptists. You know, all churches have strengths and weaknesses. But I tell you what, the bus ministry in the Baptist church, and I've listed a lot of testimonies over the years. There's other churches that actually do the bus ministry too, but praise God, they get folks and they take those kids there and they get them in there and they plant those seeds. And I have a lot of Baptist friends, so I'm going to shout out to the Baptists today because they really have an anointing in that area. Well, Jack, we're out of time for today. If you would please pray for our listeners and we'll go on to the next day.
All right. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to just share our story. Lord, we thank you that each of us has a story, and that if we only focus on what it is that we do on behalf of you, Lord, our whole outlook would change. And that's basically the story that I'm trying to get across here today. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank you that you participate in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Jack, how would people get a hold of you if they want to contact you through your Facebook page or website, or what's the best way of reaching you?
The best way is to call me directly, and I share my number with everybody. It's my home number, it's my work number, it's my church number. So if you call this number, you're going to get a hold of me. That number is 812-202-3177.
Praise God. Looking forward to the next day. Folks, if you want to contact our ministry, you can do so at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.